But I mean, there's a lot of like noble professions that we all take on, or not. I'm sorry. There's a lot of noble professions that are out there, but very few of us actually undertake or are employed. But we are employed in other somewhat seemingly meaningless or less meaningful jobs, and it's like, should we feel bad about it because we're in a meaningless job or not so meaningful? Like, okay, you're in a band and you're not a parent. Do you have to feel bad about that? So, well, no. Like, maybe you could go and help out at a foster home, or maybe you could play for kids or something like that. Not all the time, but like once a week or something like that, right? Do your part. And like, that might actually be even better than being a parent, because you get to,
Compose some therapy music.
yeah, compose some therapy music, go work for the public, children's television network or something like that,
Don't slap your face.
Your own face.
Don't slap your own face. 'Cause slapping your face won't get you any place.
That's pretty good.
Don't burn yourself. Don't burn yourself.
That's pretty good.
There'll be plenty of burning when your soul's burning in hell. Thank you very much. I'm here all the week.
So I don't know if that was helpful, but it was informative. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think what would be, is there really a point having, is it a fruitless competition out of the most noble profession competition, or is it like,
Well, no, I don't think there's a much point to that, but I think that I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Like, I mean, I guess we sort of got onto the question of like, well, the thing I sort of find, ironic, I guess, sometimes are company mottos and that sort of stuff. Because really, okay, what's your motto? Your motto is profit.
Right.
Like,
Well, I mean,
okay, your motto is profit via doing something. But your legal obligation as a corporation, as a CEO of a corporation, is do the best you can for your shareholders.
But see, it's what is the best you can for your shareholders mean?
Profit.
No, see, that's not the wording, though. The wording is the best you can for your
Oh, I don't know,
shareholders.
actually. I may have made that
No, but
wording up
it's
here.
like, basically you need to maximize benefit for your shareholders, something like
Okay.
that, right? And it's like, maybe instead of giving them all the money on their per share, it's like you reinvest back in the company, or you reinvest back reinvest it back into the environment
In
or
society or
into
something
society.
like
And
that.
like, you make the case that like, by doing this, I'm actually maximizing profit because this will pay off later. And I mean, I think it is a difficult position, because it's like, how do you necessarily know that it'll come back? It's like, you're just doing the best you can. But I mean, that's true of anything, right? Like, how do you necessarily know this guy's to give you $8 back? You're just hoping, and you're hoping you made somebody else's life better. That's,
Yeah.
you just got to put it out there. So sure, that's the corporate, culture, and that's their like their creed and their duty, but it doesn't have to be necessarily through money. They give a lot of money away, probably for tax benefits.
Yeah. Because you have to incentivize that sort of thing. Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, did you have like a list of best professions? Like,
No, I didn't get that far. I was just thinking really in more general terms, like helping people, or or maybe like having a kid,
what do you think about the expression, or the idea that being a parent is probably the most narcissistic thing you can do?
Ooh. I don't know. Maybe it is. But I don't know.
I mean,
That's
when you talk about like all the problems in society, and you brought up last podcast, it's like, if you were talking about population control, then I mean, who are you to have two kids, especially in the United States of America, where every kid is like worth like five kids, in like other countries where we use,
You mean in terms of resource
yes,
consumption,
yes.
not worth.
Well, probably that too.
Oh my God. And hate mail can be directed to irregular search for truth at
I just talk about like financial worth, not like worth,
gmail.com.
But yeah, I mean, like
Don't cut
the amount of
yourself.
investment you put into your kids, and the amount of time you put, the amount of diapers and like driving them around and all this stuff, right? I mean, like, yeah, we use a lot of resources, and especially if you're talking about population control. And not only that, but it's like, how do you shape the world through your kids? Well, basically, it's like, my ideas are right, they've been validated by nobody but myself, but because I've had a child, he looks up to me now.
Right.
And it's de facto, like, mind control.
Yeah, but I don't know. But I think by that rationale, you could extend it and be like, oh, well, then being a teacher is, like, really narcissistic. And I don't think so. I think that...
Well, I mean, but as a teacher, you're teaching them, and I guess the idea is you're teaching them known things that they need to learn. Which is true of kids,
like,
also.
Facts, you mean, like science and history.
Well, yeah, science, history, math, you know, art, all these things, right? You're not, I mean, there is a little bit of influence in terms of organization and, like, you know,
treating respect. Yeah, I think that there's a lot of that sort of character building stuff, though, that a teacher would aspire to teach, at least.
Sure, but at least, I mean, at least it's like year on year, you're a different teacher, you know, at least in a bigger school.
Hmm.
You know, and I mean, it's. I can see your point. I can see your point with that. I would think that
I'm gonna go with the whole going back to the original question, the whole, you know, is being a parent narcissistic and whatever. I think it can be, but I'm not saying it necessarily is, because I think for a lot of people, being a parent is just sort of an accident.
No, I don't think it is. I mean, I think it's like. I mean, accident in the sense that, oh, it happened today as opposed to a year from now, you know, but it's like, it was, if you were so serious about not having kids, then you would not have kids, you know what I mean? Like, you could have, you're there, you could have a surgery to, like, you know, you could have your tubes tied, you could do whatever it is you need to do to make sure it doesn't happen.
Right, okay, so you're saying by saying that someday I do want to have kids, that in itself is sort of an act of narcissism.
Oh, no, by the act of actually having kids and then raising them in your own image.
Mm-hmm.
To be exactly like you are and then perpetuate your beliefs.
Isn't our biblical God then the most narcissistic being of all?
Hate mail to a regular search for truth at gmail.com.
Created us in his image.
Care of Scott. And his God hating ways.
We're inspiring a good amount of hate mail tonight. Don't burn down your house. Don't burn down your house, 'cause where you gonna live if you got no house?
But you don't have to ask me for $8.
Woo! I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna say that, and also actually because there are so many parents, I think, well, not so many, hopefully, but there are a lot of parents out there who aren't good parents to their kids, they're really selfish people, that maybe that, I don't think that's necessarily true, the whole narcissism parent thing. I think hopefully not, but for a good reason, that, you know, you want to, I don't know, make the world a better place or something like that.
By raising two more people in this world that are just like you.
Well, but actually, no, you know what, though, a lot of parents, I think, sort of say that, oh, I want them to be better than me.
Oh, they say that. I think they just mean that I want them to do better than I did. Like they, and that's usually
this comes back to the profit margin.
I mean, that usually translates into money, right? Mm. It's like, I don't think they really necessarily. And it's like, and if you do do better, I want you to do better in the value system that I hold right now.
Mm.
Like, I want you to help even more people than I do. If you are the kind of person that is so saintly that you help people,
uh-huh.
Right? But if you're like probably like anybody else, like myself included, like I want you to just have a better life, better quality, standard of life, standard of living, you know, be more comfortable, be smarter,
mm-hmm.
you know, but smarter in the right way. You know, I want you to be more influential, more connected, all that stuff, right? All the stuff that like we as humans strive for, whether we mean to or not.
Mm.
You know, it's just like. You want the best of them. You're basically giving them the cheat sheet to life, right? Like, well, as they grow up.
Okay, all right. So, I mean, I guess then there's something to be said in that, but I think applying the word narcissism to it is a bit too folk psychoanalytical, rather than just saying, okay, maybe this is just really comes back to instinct of, you know, passing on your own genes.
Oh,
you know, and
but I mean that. I mean, it's like, I guess the distinction between that and the other thing is like intention. I guess, right? like sure it's like it's ingrained in us, like, you know, that's our instinct or whatever, but in the end it is narcissism. I mean, okay, I'm not, yeah, in the end it is narcissism.
Under your definition of narcissism.
No, what is narcissism, right? I mean, it's just basically
I think, well, here's the thing. If you're just defining narcissism as, you know, I guess you could, are you defining it as doing what you feel is right, irrespective of what other people feel is right? Or do you...
just being obsessed with yourself.
Well, so then I don't think so, because, I mean, you... because your child is not a mirror of you, you know.
Not by any accident of your own. I mean, that's your hope, though.
Really?
I think so.
But what if you love your spouse a lot and you want them?
No,
to
but
be
the both
them?
Of you. I mean, like the both of you, right? But I mean, like, I think, yeah, like your spouse, whatever,
no,
right?
I think because narcissism is a love of yourself.
Sure.
Or, you know, in the classic sense, your own beauty, but. We could extend it to just be yourself, your mind, your beauty, or whatever.
Right, right.
But at, to the exclusion of everything else.
Right, but
but when you love someone else, your spouse or whoever you have the child with, you know, and you want to make something that is the product of both of you, now I think that's an act of loving other people, and I think that's the big
difference. No, but I think the idea is you teach... I mean, A, you hope that you and your spouse have common ideas and values, and B, it's like you take the best of both worlds or whatever, but it's like when you and your son are out playing ball, you don't talk about what your mom does, you talk about what you do, right? You talk about, you know, oh, here's what I do, or no, do it this way, because that's the way I do it, or that's the right way. You don't think, oh, well, she does it this way, and I do it this way, so maybe we should teach them both. You know, like, maybe you will do that when your wife is around. You know what I mean? But, like...
Whoa, underhanded.
But, like,
I guess what it seems like you're not allowing for, though, is the thought of, well, maybe other people have, you know, better ways than I've got. You know, and there's that.
If they did, then why don't you do it that way?
Well, I think that that's part of the learning process, right? And as long as you're open to learning, and
yeah, I mean, like, let's be real, like, nobody's open to learning, right? I mean, like, like, I mean, you're at least, you know, in your 30s or 40s by the time. Well, I guess like a lot of people having children in their 20s also, but it's like you've lived this.
There's people having children when they're 14.
But you've been on this earth long enough. If you're the kind of person that's influencing your child, you've been on this earth long enough to know what you think is right. And you probably...
Right, but if you are closed off to learning new things, then I would say you are, you know, you're failing.
Okay, but I mean, like, that's fine. And then that's... But I mean, that's probably a large amount of people, though. I mean, are you denying those people... Are you denying those people exist?
No, I'm sure that people do, but I would say that I hope not. You know,
I hope so too. But I'm not very hopeful. And with that positive note,
don't smoke the crack, cause smoking the crack ain't ever gonna bring your daddy back. Hey, this has been the Irregular Search for Truth.
I'm Sachin.
And I'm also Sachin. Email us. irregularsearchfortruth@gmail.com.
See you later. Bye. Or, yeah, talk to you later.
I just stop this thing.